You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders getting set for this men's conference contest. And for the Dort College men, it's bounce back time. They lost to Doan on Saturday in what Coach Ross Dalma felt was a lackluster performance. And I have the luxury, if you want to call it that, of riding home with the basketball teams after some of those road trips. And there are a lot of things shared when you're on road trips. And I'm not going to divulge everything that is said on the three-plus hour ride home, but just a disappointing start for the Defenders on the road on Saturday. And that translated into a deep hole today, got up, showed some character, as Coach Dalma said in the postgame show on Saturday, where they fought back and took a couple of one-point leads, but used up a lot of energy to take that lead and Doan pulled off that home court win. But this Mount Marty team is 1-7 this year, 0-3 in the GPAC, and they have struggled to score points, and they have gone through some transitions this year. We've got a couple of players who are no longer with the team. Mount Marty has lost to Hastings 80-59, Concordia 88-70, and Midland 88-48. Mount Marty's win this season was over Oglala Lakota Nation 103-76. Lancers are averaging 70.4 points per game and allow 84.4 points per contest. Lancers are getting out rebounded 36.7 to 33 and are making 40.9% of their field goals, while opponents make 48.7% of the field goals that they take. Bud Smith scores 19.9 points per game and gets 4.8 rebounds per game. Taylor Millay scores 9.5 points per game and takes down 5.1 rebounds. Jake Anderson is scoring 7.4 points per game, and Jackson Seitzinger is scoring 5.9 points per contest. For the Defenders, they're 5-3 this season, 0-2 in the GPAC, looking for their first conference win this year. Dort averages 86.6 points per game, allows 75.8 points per outing. Dort holds a 39.5 to 28.5 rebounding advantage, but have turned the ball over 122 times and 109 times for opponents. Tyler Walterstorff is scoring 15.8 points per game, converting 48.6% of his field goals. Nathan Rindle scores 14 points per game. Brian Sumner is at 12.6. He has converted 52.3% of his field goals. Leighton Sampson is scoring 9.6 points per game, and Alex Terpstra is scoring 9 points per game. Andrew O'Donnell scores 6.9 points per game and is second on the team in assists with 19. David Denherter adds 6.3 points per game. Lancer men lost to Mount Marty 88-48 after trailing at halftime 44-19. The Doan men took an 11-point lead and fought off the Defenders in the second half in their contest to win at 92-82. Brian Sumner scored 18 points and was 4-5 on three-pointers. Alex Terpstra and Tyler Walterstorff each had 16 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the starting lineup of tonight's men's college basketball game. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Our national anthem sung by Janie Van Dyke this evening. The Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers set for the starting lineups. Here are the starting lineups. Starting lineup for the Mount Marty Lancers, first of all. Blake Barcher is a 6-foot freshman from Ethan, South Dakota, averaging 3 points per game. Jackson Seitzinger is a 6'2 junior from Yankton, South Dakota, averaging 5.9 points per game. Bud Smith is a 6'1 senior from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 19.9 points per game. Number 30 is Patrick Saganovich. He is wears number 30, averaging 2.9 points per game. He is from Semaphore, Australia. And number 33 is Taylor Millay, 6'8 junior from Casper, Wyoming, averaging 9.5 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, Brian Sumner, averaging 12.6 points per game. Alex Terpster is a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 14 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 15.8 points per outing. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders, a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, David Denherder, averaging 6.3 points per game. Let's take one more break and be back with the opening tap of today's ballgame right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. David Denherder to jump it up against Taylor Millay, and we are underway with basketball. Opening tap controlled by Dort College and Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff hands it off to Rendles. Rendles over to Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball back over to Terpster. Terpster right corner, Rendles. Rendles feeds it down low for Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff. Reverse layup. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Marty coming up the floor with the basketball is Barcher. Barcher with it. Barcher guarded out there by Rendles. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Barcher passes left side over to Smith. Bud Smith with the basketball working against Terpstra. He'll reverse lay-in. No good from the right side with the reverse. Here comes Dort College. That time it was Terpstra guarding him. Driving into the lane. Shot by Walterstorff. No good. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty with the basketball. They drive in, give it over to Smith. Smith into the corner. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound Terpstra. Terpstra to Denherder. Denherder with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Nathan with it on the right side. Dort College has had a couple of good shot opportunities to start the ballgame, and Alex Terpstra buries one from the top of the key, and the Dort College defenders are on the board first. 3-0. 3-0 our score. Coming back the other way, Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty with it, Saganovich. Saganovich, around the horn they go. Right side to Millay. Millay guarded there by Denherder. Shot by Millay. No good over the 6'9 Denherder. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. They get it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Euro step, puts it up, gets it to go, and he's fouled, and Bud Smith commits the personal foul. Well, Coach Ross Dalma exhorting his team to get out and force tempo. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot one to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Bud Smith whistled for the personal. Smith is the leading scorer for the Mount Marty Lancers. He was guarding Walterstorff that trip down the floor. Walterstorff misses the front, misses the free throw. And the defenders lead it 5-0. Tyler up to 70% for his free throw shooting. That's better than where he started the year. Down to the baseline is Smith, and a foul called on the play against Terp. Alex Terpstra whistled for the personal foul. That's his first. Our officials today, Rich Collison, Jared Ray, and Chad Slagle. Inbounding the basketball, Mount Marty. Throwing it in will be Barcher. Barcher gets it into Smith. Smith looking down low for Millay. Smith in traffic, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. The Lancers will have it out of bounds underneath the basket. And throwing it in for the Lancers again will be Barcher, a 6-foot freshman from Ethan, South Dakota. Well, the Dort College crowd, not as large as our normal, or we've become accustomed to for these home games. Shot by Seitzinger from the corner is up and through. It's 5-3. As he knocks down the three-point basket 2 minutes into this contest. With it out front is Sumner. Sumner guarded there by Smith. Pass goes left side over to Rendles. Rendles dumps it down low for Denherder. Denherder against Millay. Dump it inside for Rendles. Rendles with the left hand. Can't get it to go, but there for the putback is Walterstorff. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Tyler. He's 0 for 1 today from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Got another one coming. Dort College leads 6-3, 17:48 left to play in the first half. Just underway here from the DeWitt. Second free throw by Tyler. No good. Off the heel. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way with the basketball is Barcher. Blake Barcher setting the offense, guarded by Rendles. Comes back to Smith. Bud Smith with the basketball, guarded there by Terpstra. Door College in man-for-man defense. Pass to Seitzinger. Seitzinger to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Back over to Barcher. Barcher on the left elbow. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Misses everything. Does the shot by Saganovic. Saganovic leaves the three-point basket short. Checking out of the contest in Herder and Terpstra. Checking in Nabla and Sampson. Pass goes down low to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. And Sampson loses it out of bounds. Rendles will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it inbounded to Sumner. Sumner around the horn to Nabla, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one. So Sampson picks up the personal foul, and he looks over to the coaching staff, asks, what did I do? And Coach Ross Dahm asks for an explanation, and he is told that he moved on the screen. So Sampson, the freshman from Worthington, called for the personal foul on the illegal screen. Bud Smith will drive in. Shot is blocked by Walterstorff. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Here comes Nathan. Nathan driving in, left-handed layup, good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 8-3. 8-3 our score. Mount Marty basketball, Barcher. Barcher comes right side. This is Seitzinger. Seitzinger into the corner to Smith. Smith with the basketball. And we've got a bucket by Smith. Bud Smith with the basket. Three-point play opportunity coming here for Bud Smith. 8-5, Dort College by three. Smith will try to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. So the free throw on the way for Smith is up, and that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Patrick Nabla. Patrick Nabla just got called for a personal foul on the rebound. And Mount Marty will inbound the basketball. Blake Barcher will throw it in. 8-5, our score, Dort College up three. They get the ball inbounded to Smith. Smith, three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Sumner. No. It's down on the floor. Sumner down after it. Gets it away to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Head full of steam. Rendles into the front court. Over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three-pointer, buries it. O'Donnell with a three-point bucket, and the North College defenders lead 11-5. 11-5, our score. North College with a six-point lead off the three-point basket. Barcher with it out front. Kicks it off left side, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rendles into the front court. He's got it on the left side. Crosses over. Smith wraps it around over to Nabla. Open three, Sumner, three. Bang, bang, bang. Brian Sumner with a three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead 14-5. Timeout on the floor. Charge two. The Mount Marty Lancers back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Doan College Tiger women showing there for real. They defeat Midland earlier today, 76-74. A few other GPAC finals in for women's play. We'll go over those at halftime. Mount Marty basketball after the timeout. Trailing by nine are the Lancers. They pass it right side. Mount Marty with the basketball, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty and Jake Anderson, the 6'5 freshman from Parker, South Dakota, whistled for the personal. That's his first. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses. They include the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Rindles over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, has it batted away, out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Mount Marty basketball, evidently. I had thought a Lancer player touched it, but Mount Marty's got the basketball now on the left wing. They drive in Bud Smith off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Patrick Nabla. Nabla ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Fires it across court over to O'Donnell. Three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Patrick Nabla. Into the corner, Terp. Terp, three, corner, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles driving in, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, good. It was ugly, but it counts the same. North College leads 16-5. Not smooth basketball that time by the defenders. Lancers have it. They feed it into the corner over to Bud Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gets back over to Barcher. Barcher drives in. Right side, picks up his dribble. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out by Smith, controlled by Barcher. Barcher fires it back over, and it's tipped away by Nabla. It will be Lancer basketball. Nabla knocks it away. Dort College leads 16-5. The Lancers haven't scored in a while. Dort College led 8-5. They had back-to-back threes to go up 14-5, and now lead 16-5 after the bucket by Leighton Sampson. Lancer basketball, Irvine. Alex Irvine passes it to Barcher. Barcher guarded by O'Donnell. They dump it down low and throw it away. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Tyler Waltersdorf. He gets it into Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell will take it across the timeline. Andrew with the basketball. He feeds it right side back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the top of the key. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra down low, Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Sampson puts up the off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken by Barcher. Barcher in the backcourt. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way. Seitzinger. Seitzinger to Barcher. Barcher with the basketball. Barcher on the right side. Barcher looking down low. Cross-court pass to Barcher. Barcher on the baseline. Barcher nothing there. Back over to Seitzinger. Seitzinger. Seitzinger free throw line jumper is up and good. Seitzinger averaging 5.9 points per game. He's got five tonight. Dort College leads 16-7. O'Donnell right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra lob passed over the top for Sampson. Sampson layup good. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College by 9. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play, trying to extend the lead to 12. And Sampson's free throw is good. Denherter is in. Sampson is out. Sampson with 5 points, and the defenders lead by a dozen. 13:06 remaining. First half of play. Bringing the basketball up for the Lancers is Lorenzo Davis. Seitzinger with it. Seitzinger off the dribble. Stops at the free throw line. Comes back over to Davis. Davis with it at the top of the key. He goes back left side. Comes back over to Irvine. Irvine into the corner. And stepping on the baseline out of bounds, the Lancers. KJ DeCristino. He did not play in the loss to Midland on Saturday. Gets into the lineup here. 12:40 left to go in the first half. Dort College up a dozen. With the basketball right side, it goes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf comes back right side, and we've got a push called on the Lancers. And the foul is going to go on Alex Irvine, his first. Team foul number 5 on the Lancers. Dort College basketball, they go over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra to Denherter. Denherter puts it up, blocked by Millay. Here comes Mount Marty. Into the front court is Davis. Lorenzo Davis gets a screen out front. Rindles fights through it. With it underneath, Lancers pop it out to Irvine. Irvine on the baseline. Irvine backing his way in against Walthersdorf. He's tied up on the play, and we've got a jump ball called on the Lancers. It'll be North College basketball. North College basketball. And bringing it up will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles gets it away to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf upside Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. And Terpstra's pass is deflected out by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 11:53 left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 19-7. 12-point advantage for the defenders. Rindles with the basketball and a blocking foul called on Mount Marty. That foul is going to go on Irvine. That's his second. Team foul number 6 already on Mount Marty. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Terpstra. Terpstra gets the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Jammed on the screen. He'll drive in with the left hand. Layup good. Nathan Rindles with 4 points. And the defenders lead 21-7. 21-7 our score. Lorenzo Davis with the basketball. Davis guarded out there by Rindles. Davis drives in, dumps it off Malay. Malay shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Sumner. Sumner with it, and Sumner is fouled on the play by K.J. DeCristino. DeCristino picks up the personal. That's his first. Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line to shoot a one in the bonus. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Sumner. So Sumner with the 1-1 trying to extend the 14-point Dort College lead, and he misses it. Rebound tapped out, though, by Den Herter. Coming away with it is Terpstra. Terpstra will drive in, wraps it around to Den Herter. Layup good. Terpstra the assist, the bucket to Den Herter, and Dort College leads it 23-7. Dort College out of the chute quickly, and Mount Marty may want to think about another timeout here. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Mount Marty has used one timeout already. Lancers with a basketball. And the Lancers driving in. Seitzinger. Seitzinger gets it away to Malay. Ball's loose. Three bodies on the floor. Here comes Dort College. Rindles, Beesum, Brian Sumner. 3-point bucket. 3-pointer is good. 6 for Sumner, and the Dort College defenders lead it 26-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 26-7 with 10:43 left to play in this first half. Dort College with a pair of threes from Brian Sumner, a three from Alex Terpstra, and a three by Andrew O'Donnell. Couple that with some buckets by Rindles, Tyler Walthersdorf, and Leighton Sampson also with some close-in shots. And the Lancers trail by 19, 26-7. Dort College with the advantage. Those of you just joining me, you can check out the we've got live stats running through DAC Stats. You can do that off of the NAI page. Follow the Men's Basketball Division 2 link. Go to Stats and various pull-downs. We'll have that link featured for you on our website in days coming. Driving in is Bud Smith, and Smith is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Brian Sumner. That's his first. Wanted to make sure things would run according to plan tonight before we publicize it a great deal, but it does appear that things are up and running, so that's nice to see something working correctly. Dort College by 19. Down to the baseline is Seitzinger, blocked by Den Herter. Rebound, Mount Marty. Comes back over to Bud Smith. Smith with the basketball on the right wing. Smith gets it into the corner. And a foul called on Mount Marty and Patrick Saganovich. Saganovich whistled for the personal. That's an illegal screen. Dort College so far in this one making nearly 60% of their shots. They're 4 for 6 on threes. Mount Marty limited to 3 of 14 shooting thus far. That figures out to 21.4%. Stuart College is led by Brian Sumner, 6 points. Stuart College into the offensive set. Sumner, left side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball down to the baseline. Wraps it around, intended for Walterstorff, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Bud Smith with the basketball, guarded there by O'Donnell. Right side pass, they lob it down low for Malay, but Malay steps on the end line out of bounds before he can bring the ball in. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. 9:36 left to go in the half. Dort College with a commanding 26-7 lead. Rindles will take it across half court. Rindles goes high post, Walterstorff kicks into the corner, Sumner. Sumner three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Barcher. Barcher with the basketball. Sumner might have reached in, got away with it. Seitzinger, layup, good. Seitzinger with 7 of his team's 9 points, and the defenders lead it 26-9. Rindles down low, Leighton Sampson. Sampson feeds the cutter, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, layup, good. Andrew O'Donnell, 5 points. Stuart College leads 28-9. Credit Sampson with the assist. Fight for the basketball down on the other end. Here's Smith. Smith in transition. Kicks it outside. And a three-pointer waved off as the guard, Jackson Seitzinger, travels with it as he tries to set up to take a three-point basket attempt. Dort College leads 28-9. Dort College basketball, 8:45 left to go in the half. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Gives it away to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner, Walterstorff, Tyler. Three, missed it too strong, no good. And a pushing foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles puts up the personal foul. That's number 5 on the defenders. No, number 6 on the defenders. Rindles and Walterstorff check out. On the floor for the defenders now, it's O'Donnell, Nabla, Sumner, Sampson, and Terpstra. Three sophomores and 2 freshmen on the floor for the defenders right now. Driving in left side is Cody Willett. Willett misses the shot. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Sumner. Sumner left side, Nabla. Nabla 3-point line to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Reversal top of the key to Sumner. Sumner over to Nabla. Nabla puts it on the floor into the lane. And we've got a foul called against the Lancers. Mount Marty whistled for the personal foul. I believe that's going to go on Jake Anderson. Anderson whistled for the personal, his 2nd. Bonus time for the defenders. Patrick Nabla to shoot a 1 and the bonus. 69% free throw shooter. 11 of 16 so far this season. Nabla, the 1 and 1. First one is up and through. Patrick with another one on the way. Dort College leads 29-9. Another free throw coming. Dort College by 20. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good for Nabla. So Nabla makes them both. 30-9, Dort College leading by 21. With it on the right side, that's DeCristino. DeCristino, lob passed over the top. Shot is up, no good by Malay, but he's fouled on the play. And Taylor Malay, the junior from Casper, Wyoming, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal. That's number 2 on him. Malay will go to the free throw line. Big right-hander. First free throw by Malay, no good. He's got another one on the way. 14 of 20. And he makes that one. So Taylor Millay makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders lead 30-10. 30-10 our score. With it out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes right side, Nabla. Nabla left side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up to Sampson. Sampson tries to fire it out to Terpstra and misses. Throws it wide and out of bounds. And the Lancers will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up is Blake Barcher. Barcher with the ball. Barcher on the left side goes to Bud Smith, guarded there by Terpstra. Comes out front, DeCristino. DeCristino misses the three. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Sumner. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Barcher. They get it into Bud Smith. And Smith travels with it. So Bud Smith travels with the basketball. Dort College gets it back. And the Dort College defenders looking for Sampson down low. Sampson with the basketball facing up. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. Leighton Sampson with 7 points. Dort College leads 32-10. 6:55 left to play in the first half. Pass comes out front. Cody Willett. Willett, left wing to Barcher. Barcher with the basketball. Barcher back over to Willett. Willett on the right side. They look for the lob pass down low. Lancers will kick it out. Three by DeCristino, and DeCristino knocks down the three. 32-13, Dort College leading. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell kick out over to Sumner. Sumner, double team, gets it away to Sampson. Sampson off the glass, no good, but there for the putback is O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 points. Dort College leads 34-12. 34-12 our score. 6:10 remaining. That was just a two for DeCristino earlier. DeCristino passes over to Willett. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Patrick Nabla. Looks like he might have gotten knocked in the face that time. Kick out pass over to Nabla. Nabla on the wing. Nabla puts up the short jumper on the baseline. It's good. Patrick Nabla with 4 points. Dort College leads 36-12. With it on the right side is DeCristino. DeCristino gives it up. Barcher. Barcher over to Smith. Bud Smith with the ball. Bud Smith back over to DeCristino. Missed it. Short. No good. Rebound controlled by Terpstra. Here comes Dort College. Alex into the front court. Alex driving in. Kick out O'Donnell. Sumner. Sumner. Nabla. Nabla deep right corner. Patrick Nabla with the basketball. Nabla gives it up. Terp, Terp, three, in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. Here comes Mount Marty. Driving in, and the ball is tapped away out of bounds. Well, we've got a foul called on Terpstra. Alex Terpstra picks up his second personal foul. And Bud Smith will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Smith is up and through. He's got another one on the way. 3 points for Bud Smith. Been a long night already for the Lancers. Terpstra will check out, as will Nabla. So another free throw on the way for Bud Smith. And this one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles up to the top of the key. Passes right side over to Walterstorff. Tyler with it. Tyler to the free throw line. Nothing there. Left side Rindles. Rindles deep left corner. Comes back to the top of the key. O'Donnell. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. They feed it off to Den Herter. Den Herter bucket. Good. David Den Herter, the 2-point basket. The assist to Rindles. Dort College leads 38-14. Millay dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Den Herter now with 4 points. Out front with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles with it. Pass goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Mount Marty with the basketball. They pass it off to Seitzinger. Seitzinger at the top of the key. North College missed on the shot by O'Donnell. Coming back the other way and a travel on the Lancers. Lancers have had difficulty with a turnover tonight. It's been a tough night all the way around for Mount Marty thus far. Turnovers, Mount Marty with 10 already, Dort College with 5. Shooting percentage, Dort College still above 55%, Mount Marty in the low 20s at 22.7%. Bringing the basketball up is Danny Voss. Voss with the basketball, goes right side, Rendles, shakes left, goes right, nothing there. Now the feeds the trailer, Waltersdorf, bucket counts. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. .3:59 left to play in the first half. Dort College 40, Mount Marty 14. This one gradually just getting away from Mount Marty. 26-point lead, make it 27, and tie knocks down the free throw. Dort College leads at 41-14. Lancer basketball, Davis. Davis left side to Seitzinger. Seitzinger left elbow. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles loses it, saves it. It's taken back by the Lancers, and the Lancers promptly throw it away. Davis trying to feed Seitzinger, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Danny Voss brings the ball up for the defenders. He gives it off to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it left side over to Sumner. Sumner back over to Ty. Ty will drive in among the trees, and he is fouled across the arm. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Malay whistled for the personal foul. .41-14 our score. First free throw is up and good for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 7 first half points. And the defenders lead it 42-14 pending. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. This one's up and down. Waltersdorf makes both free throws. He's 4-for-6 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 43-14. Tyler checks out of the ballgame. .43-14, Dort College in front. And the defenders will bring it up. Beg your pardon, the Lancers will bring it up. Defenders wait for them. It's to be this point of the night. Really got to focus in. Seitzinger with the basketball. Gives it inside to Anderson. Anderson fires it out to the perimeter. Three on the way for Seitzinger. Long three is good. Seitzinger with 10 points, and the defenders lead 43-17. 3 minutes remaining in this first half. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra hands it back over to Sumner. Sumner dumps it down low for Denherter. Denherter laying good. He's got 6. The assist to Sumner. Dort College leads 45-17. Lancer basketball. Lancers have it out front. They get it into the corner to Davis. Davis with the basketball to DeCristino. DeCristino gives it up to Davis. Davis with the basketball. Davis on the left side. Ball deflected. Taken away by Knobloch. Patrick ahead to Sumner. Besum driving in. Layup good. Brian Sumner with 8 points. Dort College leads 47-17. Dort College basketball on defense. 2:17 remaining. Dort College had the basketball for just a short period. Patrick Knobloch with the basketball ahead to Sumner. Sumner layup, right hand good. Brian Sumner with 10 first half points. Dort College leads 49-17. Mount Marty uses another timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Did you miss...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dork.edu. Dork College leading 49-17 in what has turned into a runaway. Brandon Brewersma checks into the contest. The 6'7 sophomore from Sunnyside, Washington, will get some minutes here. Been playing a fair amount on the junior varsity. Had a fantastic game against AIB last Wednesday evening. Was solid earlier this week. Let's see, that would be last night already. Was solid. The defenders ended up losing that one, though. Now he draws some minutes here in the first half against Mount Marty. He'll play some post with a basketball. Right side is Lorenzo Davis. Davis gives it up to Anderson. To DeCristino. DeCristino throws it away. And the Lancers' turnover total up around 15 at this point. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dork.edu. 1:40 left to go in the first half. Dork College in control, 49-17. Right side pass with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Voss. Voss out front, Nadala. Nadala, Terp. Terp, three, bang, bang, bang. 52-17 now. Special hello this evening going out to Bryce Skelhaus, listening faithfully. Don't know that we've had a better manager on the Dort College men's basketball bench than Bryce. He's studying diligently, I would imagine, for some accounting. Dort College with the basketball after the missed shot, and Danny Voss is fouled in the backcourt by Jackson Seitzinger. Seitzinger whistled for the personal foul. Danny Voss will go to the free throw line, the 6-foot sophomore from Ripon, California. He's also been getting minutes with a junior varsity this season. Got to keep those guys sharp, especially kids like Danny Voss, who's working his way back from an injury. Injured much of the year last year. Tough start to the year this year as well, just working his way back in, but has been willing to take those minutes with the junior varsity and has made the most of them and now gets some first half minutes tonight. First free throw, no good. Second one by Voss is good. And the defenders lead at 53-17. 55 seconds left to play in the first half. Mount Marty basketball, Seamus O'Malley. And O'Malley is fouled on his way to the basket. The freshman from Centerville will go to the free throw line. Voss picks up the personal, and O'Malley will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Seamus O'Malley, 6'2 freshman from Centerville, averaging 3.7 points per contest. In all my years of broadcasting, which I number a lot at this point, I don't remember broadcasting someone named Seamus before, so we'll mark that one down as a first. Seamus O'Malley makes them both. Dort College leads 53-19, and Brandon Brewersma is called for a personal foul as he lowered the shoulder and got a little too aggressive with Jake Anderson on defense. Jake Anderson set up, took the charge, and Brewersma gets called for the personal foul. Charging foul called on Brewersma. No free throws there. Mount Marty bringing the basketball up with Lorenzo Davis. Davis passes right side over to O'Malley. O'Malley with the basketball to Davis. Davis out front. Lorenzo Davis to Jackson Seitzinger. Seitzinger to O'Malley. O'Malley with the basketball back to Davis. Davis will drive in, puts it up over the top of Danny Voss, and a foul on the play called on the defenders and Danny Voss. So Lorenzo Davis, an 86% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe for two. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. First free throw off the mark, no good. Take away Seitzinger's 10 points. And the Lancers are left with 9 points. Dort College in command, 53-19. Second free throw, no good. Davis, an 86% free throw shooter, misses them both. And here come the defenders. Andrew O'Donnell will take it across the timeline. Andrew with the basketball. Andrew with it on the left-handed dribble. Drives in, tries to dump it off. Ball is loose, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty gets the basketball back with 5.9 seconds remaining. Lancers inbound. Davis at midcourt, 3 seconds left. Driving in, scoops it up with the right hand, and he goes coast to coast. And Lorenzo Davis with a field goal, and that will not make the coach happy. Heading to the locker room, Dort College still with a 53-21 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime, 53-21 on the Mount Marty Lancers. Dort College never trailed. Mount Marty did cut it down to an 8-5 ball game at one point. Dort College responded with an 8-0 run to go up 16-5. And the defenders continually built the lead. They led by as many as 36 at 53-17. And we get to halftime, 53-21, Dort College by 32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College led unofficially by Brian Sumner with 10. Jackson Seitzinger with 10 as well for the Mount Marty Lancers. Back with a look at the official numbers right after this. Halftime numbers look like this for Dort College. 20 of 32 shooting from the floor, 62.5%. 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%. You take away the Dort College 5 for 11, they are 15 of 21 from inside the arc, 8 for 12 on free throws. Dort College with a 22-15 rebounding advantage. Mount Marty with 15 turnovers, Dort College with 8. Mount Marty 7 of 26 shooting for 26.9%, 3 for 10 on threes, 30%, 4 for 9 on free throws, 44.4%. Turnovers, told you about that already. Steals, Dort College with 2, Mount Marty with 3. What that means is Mount Marty with several what you would call unforced turnovers, travels, throwing it out of bounds, etc. And they have struggled with that here this evening. Dort College, led by Brian Sumner, is 10 points, 4 for 5 from the deck, 2 for 3 on three-pointers. 8 points for Tyler Walterstorff, 2 for 5 from the floor, 4 for 6 on free throws, 7 for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 for 5 from the floor. 6 points for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Nathan Rindles, 4 for Patrick Nabla, 1 for Danny Voss, and 7 for Leighton Sampson. Sampson, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. From the field. It's 1 for 1 on free throws. Nathan Rindles with 8 rebounds to lead the defenders, 3 each for Brian Sumner and Alex Terpstra, 2 each for Patrick Nabla and Andrew O'Donnell. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they are led in rebounding by Blake Barcher with 5, 3 each for Jackson Seitzinger and Bud Smith. 2 steals for Patrick Nabla for the defenders, 5 assists for Nathan Rindles. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Women's basketball scores from earlier today in the conference, and I'll scratch out the standings as I go through. Game you heard on KDCR, Mount Marty. I'm not going to say they steal one, but certainly felt like it was there for the Dort College defenders to take. Lancers come back to lead late. And they move to 2-2 with a 65-64 win. Dort College falls to 0-3. Concordia over Hastings, 68-65. Concordia now 3-1. Hastings falls to 2-3 in women's play. Briarcliff, a winner over Dakota Wesleyan, 63-47. Briarcliff now 2-1. Dakota Wesleyan falls to 1-1. Morningside a 95-62 winner over Northwestern. Morningside now 4-0. They're the only unbeaten team in the conference. And Northwestern drops to 0-3 in league play. And I've got a Doan Midland score somewhere. Doan victorious. They go to 4-1. Midland falls to 1-3. So it would appear that the Doan College Tigers for real in the conference. They're now 4-1 in GPAC play. Men's basketball either at halftime or really close to halftime, one way or the other. Concordia over Hastings, 39-37 in men's play. Midland over Doan, 42-26. Northwestern over Morningside in men's play, 39-31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 49-46, Dakota Wesleyan leads Briarcliff in the second half of that men's college basketball game. That probably is the most competitive one in terms of standings in the league. And it's shaping up to be one that will go down to the wire as well. That one being played at the world's only Corn Palace, Mitchell, South Dakota, home court of the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker, and by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, they didn't let the clock wind down, and they caught me off guard. Dort College will take the basketball on the first possession of the second half. Tyler Walterstorff with 10 points. Dort College leads 55-21. Mount Marty basketball with it. Left side is Bud Smith. Smith goes over to Seamus O'Malley. O'Malley will drive in. He misses. Shot no good, but a blocking foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff commits the personal, and Seamus O'Malley will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 19:29 left to go in the game. First free throw by O'Malley is no good. O'Malley, I believe, played in the junior varsity game earlier today. And Seamus O'Malley makes one of two free throws. I would imagine he probably scored some buckets in that junior varsity contest. We'll take a look at that. Dort College on the other end, and we have a two-shot situation coming here for David Denherter as he gets fouled down low. As he goes up strong and gets fouled, he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. David with 6 points. Coming into the second half, O'Malley scored 20 points in that junior varsity contest. 7 of 18 from the field. Dort College leading 55-22. First free throw by Denherter, no good. He's got another one coming. That one's off the side of the iron, no good. And Denherter misses them both. Comes into the game averaging 6.3 points per game. He got the starting nod tonight. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be, I beg your pardon, by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Seamus O'Malley. O'Malley triggers it, gets it into Seitzinger. Seitzinger, long three, good. Seitzinger with 13, and the defender lead is 55-25. Terpstra goes left side. to Sumner. Sumner gives to Walterstorff, now Rindles. Rindles tries to feed it down low to Den Herder. It's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Den Herder, Rindles, and Walterstorff are out of the ball game. Checking in, O'Donnell, Nabla, and Sampson. O'Donnell passes over the top. Nabla, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, three ball, good. Three-point bucket by Tyler Walterstorff. He's got 13, and the defenders lead 58-25. 18-40 and counting, ball game. Pass goes left side, Seitzinger. Seitzinger with 13 points. Seitzinger out front. They give it up to Jalen Hurley. And we've got a travel violation called on Mount Marty. Dort College gets the basketball back. Well, Dort College leading Mount Marty by plus 30 at halftime, and Andrew Baker goes to his bench and trying to find some sort of combination. I would imagine frustration levels reaching high. Shot by Sampson in the lane is good as the defensive player falls to the ground. Alex Irvine trying to draw the charge, and the defenders lead 60-25. Pass right side to Bud Smith. Smith gives it off to Seitzinger. Seitzinger with the basketball around the horn, left side to O'Malley. O'Malley back over to Smith. Smith down to the baseline. Smith, double clutch in the air. His lay-in, good. He's got five. Dort College leads 60-27. O'Donnell left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff at the top of the key, and a reach-in foul called on Jalen Hurley. Jalen Hurley whistled for the reach-in. Patrick Nabla will inbound the basketball. And Patrick Nabla will inbound the basketball, gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the left side. O'Donnell gives it up to Sumner. Sumner right side. Nabla dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson fires it cross over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Tyler will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. Dort College in command of this one, 60-27. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Ty is up and good. Walterstorff has made five free throws out of seven attempts. Dort College leading 61-27. Jalen Hurley will check out of the contest. Second free throw by Tyler Walterstorff is up and through. Terpster and Rindles are in. Sumner and Walterstorff check out. Dort College leads 62-27. So Mount Marty will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. With it on the right side is Seitzinger. Seitzinger guarded there by Terpstra. Seitzinger puts it on the floor, and we've got a hand check called on Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his third. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Mount Marty will inbound the basketball across the way in their forward court. They pass it in to Alex Irvine. Kick out pass, Smith. Smith, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla gets it away to Rindles. Rindles back over to Nabla. Patrick with the basketball. Patrick gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra goes right side. Dump it down low. Sampson. Kick out past Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Back over to Terp. Three. Bang, bang, bang. Alex Terpstra. A couple of threes tonight. He's got six in the defenders' lead. 65-27. 16:55 left to play in the contest. Dort College has been playing through the rotation pretty liberally so far. Obviously, a long bus ride on the way tomorrow. Seitzinger, 25-footer, and he knocks it down. Seitzinger with 16, and the defenders lead 65-30. Kick into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra rises up. He knocks down a three. 68-30, Dort College leading. Bud Smith, and a foul on the play. Rindles runs into a screen. Taylor Millay gets called for an illegal screen. Malay looks to me like he could play some football. 6'8", I'd take him on my offensive line anytime. My guess would be he's in the mid-200s, maybe a little above that. Pretty well put together. Nathan Rendles took the worst of that blow, but the foul call on Malay on the illegal screen. Leighton Sampson, jump hook in the lane. Sampson, a couple of free throws coming as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. Sampson, 63% free throw shooter this season. 1-for-1 tonight. First free throw is up. Short, no good by Sampson. Freshman from Worthington. So second free throw on the way for Sampson. Trying to extend the Dort College lead. Dort College took the suspense out of this one early. Second free throw by Leighton is up and good. So Leighton Sampson now with 10 points. And the defenders lead 69-30. Smith with the basketball. Smith goes right side. Three from the corner, no good. Rebound kick out, Seitzinger. Seitzinger gets around Terpstra, and Terpstra gets called for the personal foul. Alex Terpstra whistled for his fourth personal with 15:57 left to play in the game. 69-30, Dort College leading. And pass it down low to Jake Anderson, and Jake Anderson works his way down low for the two-point bucket. 69-32, Dort College leading. O'Donnell, nothing there, gives it back over to Leighton Sampson. Sampson puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. And Leighton will go to the free throw line for two more. Sampson with 10 points. Foul called on Seitzinger is his second. So Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line for two free throws. First one is up. A little strong, no good. Another one on the way. He's now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Nabla checks out. Checking back in is Sumner. This one's up and left it short, no good. Leaving points on the table are the defenders right now. Not going to matter tonight the way it looks, but don't want to take anything for granted as the season goes along. Seitzinger in the lane, tap in. Is up and good for Anderson. Anderson with four. And the Dort College defenders lead 69-34. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the right side. Terpstra dumps it down low for O'Donnell. Reverses Sumner. Sumner look at a three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Bud Smith. Bud Smith coming back the other way. Left side pass goes to Willett. Willett down into the corner. Willett with it. Right side comes back to Seitzinger. Seitzinger gets the return pass. Seitzinger is going to be called for a carry. O'Donnell not giving him any room to work that time. Nabla is in. Rendles is out. .14:52 remaining. Dort College in control, 69-34. Seitzinger will check out of the ballgame. Seitzinger, a 6'2 junior from Yankton, 16 points tonight, four threes, two of them from deep on the floor. Terpstra gets around his player, tries to dump it off for Den Herder, got caught up in the air and dumped it right to a Mount Marty player. Coming back the other way is Smith, and Smith is fouled on the play, and Bud Smith is fouled before the shot. It will be Mount Marty basketball underneath the basket. Lancers to throw it in. And the Lancers throw it in over the top. Coming up with it is O'Malley. O'Malley back to Anderson. Anderson hits a three. Jake Anderson with 7 second-half points. Dort College leads 69-37. Dort College inbounding. They get it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra left side. They go underneath. Shot no good by Den Herter. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw for David is up off the heel, no good. Dort College has now missed three free throws in a row. Another one on the way for Den Herter. Den Herter 0 for 3 now from the charity stripe. Entered the game as 74% free throw shooter. This one's up, left it short, no good. 69-37, Dort College leading. Now Marty. It's 16-16 here in the second half. Pass over to Anderson. Anderson hits another three. Jake Anderson with 10 second half points. And the Dort College defenders lead 69-40. Pass goes left side to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra down to the baseline. Terpstra drives in, gets the shot to go, and he's fouled on the play. He's got 8 points. A three-point play opportunity on the way for Terpstra. And a timeout on the floor charged to the Mount Marty Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
This campus is full of love. I think that's one of the reasons why I like it here so much. I'm Trey Pickney, and I play football for the Dort Defenders. It's crazy coming from a hostile area in Texas to a place where it's friendly everywhere you go. It was hard to get used to, you know? They love you here. Whether it's a smile or a wave on the way to class or that teammate who really takes time to get to know you and encourage you, it's all around. That love, that friendship. I feel like I'm a part of something, like I belong. Looking to find your place? Check out my school at Dort.edu.
Alex Terpstra to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play, and he does. 9 points for Terp. And the Dort College defenders lead it 72-40. Lancer basketball, Bud Smith. Smith on the right side with it. Bud Smith still has his dribble. Dort College hedges on the screen. They pass it over to Anderson. Anderson gives it to O'Malley. O'Malley with the basketball. O'Malley out front to Hurley. Hurley gives it up to Willett. Willett back to Hurley. Hurley layup good. Nabla is called for the foul. Dort College late on the rotation. Hurley with a three-point play opportunity coming. Nabla whistled for the personal, his second. Well, over at the Corn Palace, Dakota Wesleyan has pulled away from a tie to lead it now by 11. I beg your pardon, by 9, I believe, 65-56. A free throw on the way for Hurley. This one's off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped, and Nabla is called for traveling. 72-42, Dort College up by 30. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Dort College will have a moment to wipe up some of the moisture off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Passes inbounded to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. He passes over, gets it, spins into the lane, and a hand check is called on David Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for the personal. Another free throw coming. So second free throw on the way. I beg your pardon. Lancers won't get free throws. Instead, this will be Cody Willett with the inbounds. Willett passes back over to Anderson. Dort College by 30, 72-42. Left side pass, O'Malley. O'Malley with the basketball. O'Malley dumps it underneath. And a charging foul called on Hurley. Toward College's Alex Terpstra set up to take the charge, and Hurley ran over the top of him. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With it out front is Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up down low to Sampson. Layton with the basketball underneath Sumner. Sumner laying good. Sumner with 12. Dort College leads 74-42. With the basketball is Barcher. Barcher gives it up to Willett. Willett with the basketball. Willett double teamed. They get out of it. Pass it over to Hurley. Hurley to Willett. Willett to O'Malley. O'Malley gives it up to Barcher. Barcher with the basketball. Barcher with it on the wing. Round the horn they go. Again, right side is Willett. Nine to shoot. Willett driving in. His floater from 10 gets it to rest on the rim and fall through. Willett with his first two. Dort College leads 76-42. With the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Sampson. Feeds Sampson. Sampson against Anderson. Layup good. Layton Sampson with 12 points. Dort College leads 78-42. Coming back the other way, Lancer basketball. Lancers working it around left side. This is Willett. Into the corner. Barcher. Barcher baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out. It's down on the ground. Picked up by Anderson. Anderson off of the glass. Good. Jake Anderson with another two. He's got 12 second half points. Dort College leads 78-44. 11 minutes left to go in this contest. Brian Sumner with the basketball. He comes back over to Nabla. Nabla feeds it down low. Sampson. Kick out O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball off the dribble. He puts the shot up. No good. Rebound cleared out by Mount Marty. Lancers with the basketball. Barcher. Barcher kicks it over to O'Malley. O'Malley three. Good. O'Malley with the three. He's got six. And the Dort College defender lead is 78-49. 78-49 our score. Dort College with the basketball. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Spins. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell puts it up off the glass. No good. But he's fouled on the play. Fouls called on Mount Marty and Cody Willett. His first. So O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. O'Donnell's first free throw is up and good. Andrew O'Donnell with 8 points, seven in the first half. Terpstra will check out of the ballgame along with Sumner. New players in for the defenders. You've got Eric Talsma into the contest. Danny Voss also in. Free throw on the way is up, and O'Donnell hits the second free throw. Andrew O'Donnell with 9 points, seven in the first half, and the defenders lead 80-49. Mount Marty basketball as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Seitzinger. Seitzinger guarded by Talsma. Seitzinger on the drive, puts it up over the top of Talsma. And Seitzinger with another two. He's got 18. Dort College leads 80-51. O'Donnell dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson reverse layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Irvine. Alex Irvine picks up his third personal foul. ...78-51, Dort College by 27. So free throws here for Sampson. Sampson, 2-for-5 from the free throw line. 3-for-6. He's got another one coming. So another free throw on the way for Layton Sampson. Sampson with 7 points in the first half. And six here in the second half. Eric Talsma with a putback. Talsma with a putback. And the Dort College defenders Get a basket off of the bench from Tolsma. Tolsma, a 6'3 sophomore from Chandler, Minnesota. Dort College leading 81-51. O'Malley will go to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. He's got another one on the way, does O'Malley. To 52, Dort College leading. Pending another free throw. This one's up and down as well, 81 to 53. .925 left to go. Dort College leading, 81 to 53. Right side pass, Tolsma. Tolsma to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Tolsma. Tolsma to Voss. Voss into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking for Sampson, and we've got a foul on the play called on Irvine. Alex Irvine has just picked up his fourth personal foul. Layton Sampson will shoot a pair of free throws here. Double bonus time for the defenders from here on out. First free throw by Sampson is up and good. For Sampson, this will be his ninth free throw shot this evening. Currently, he's 4 for 8. Let's see if he can get it to 5 for 9 here. 63% free throw shooter is Sampson. Free throw is up and good. So Sampson makes both free throws. 5 for 9 from the charity stripe is Sampson. And the defenders lead 83 to 53. 9 minutes left to go in the ball game. Bud Smith with the basketball. He passes over to Jake Anderson. Anderson out front to Jalen Hurley. Hurley to Seitzinger. Seitzinger will drive in. Stops on the right wing. Back over to Anderson. Anderson catches, fires a three, no good. Rebound Bud Smith. Smith with it on the left wing. His three is good. Bud Smith with 8 points, and the defender lead is 83-56. With it on the right side, Tolsma. Tolsma looking. He's going to drive baseline, puts it up with the right, left hand, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken down by Anderson. Anderson to Bud Smith. Smith driving in. Puts up the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Voss. Danny Voss for the basketball. He's going to drive into the lane and turns it over, and now a foul called in the backcourt on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for his third personal. Trevor Kalk checks into the ballgame. Kalk, a sophomore from Orange City. Brewersman checks back in. He saw minutes in the first half. Sampson and Nabla check out. 8:07 left to go in regulation. Dort College leading. Free throw is up. And the free throw is no good. Rebound taken away by Voss. Dort College in front. They pass over to Tolsma. Tolsma looking down low, instead comes over to Kalk. Kalk to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Voss. Voss out front, Tolsma. Tolsma right side, Kalk. Kalk on the right wing. Kalk with the basketball. Kalk comes back over to Voss. Voss gives it up, Tolsma. Tolsma with the basketball. He goes into the corner. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell misses the short shot with the right hand from the left side. Here comes Mount Marty, trailing 83-56. Anderson puts it on the floor, loses it. It's picked up by the defenders. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell feeds it to Kalk. Kalk drives in, and Kalk is fouled on the play. And Trevor Kalk will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he is fouled in the lane. Double bonus time for the defenders from here on out. Foul's called on Seitzinger. That's his third. Dominic Nibelink will check into the ballgame for Dort College at the next break. Free throw by Kalk is up and good. Trevor with another one on the way. O'Donnell checks out. Nibelink will check in. A second free throw coming. Free throw is up. Free throw is good, so Kalk makes them both. And the defenders lead 85-56. Driving in is Smith. Smith kicks into the corner. Long three, no good. Rebound taken away by Nibbling. Dom Nibbling into the front court. Dominic passes right side, gets it back over to Tolsma. Tolsma will drive in with the right hand. Layup good. Eric Tolsma with 4 points. Stuart College leads 87-56. 87-56 our score. Coming back the other way, Smith. Smith loses it. And a foul called against Jake Anderson. Anderson whistled for the personal foul. .658 left to go in regulation. Dort College leading. Jake Anderson will check out of the ballgame with four personals. I had him down for three, but that's number four on him. Dort College in command of this one since the start. 87-56, Danny Voss. He'll bring it up, passes over to Kalk. Kalk gives it up to Tolsma. Tolsma to Kalk. Kalk left corner. Gives it underneath Brewersma. Brewersma reverses Tolsma. Tolsma extra pass over to Nibbling. Nibbling back over to Tolsma. Tolsma the three. Eric Tolsma, 7 points off of the bench for the sophomore. Eric Tolsma, number 23. I beg your pardon, number 25. He's 6'3 sophomore from Chandler. He's got the ball in the front court now. Passes over to Nibbling. Nibbling to Kalk. Kalk gives it up to Danny Voss. Voss with the basketball on the wing. Voss, right side, Tolsma. Tolsma, deep right corner. Eric with the basketball, comes back over to Kalk. Kalk gives it around the horn to Voss. Voss, left wing. Now Kalk. Kalk to Voss, 12 to shoot. Back to Tolsma. Tolsma with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Nibbling. Nibbling to Voss. Voss to Dom. Dom Nibbling. Three-pointer, missed it. No good. Kalk tries to save it in, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty basketball bringing it up. The Lancers go left side, right side. This is O'Malley. And we have a foul on the play called against the defenders. And the foul is going to go against Brewersma. Brewersma picks up his second personal foul. And free throws on the way for Taylor Millay. Millay 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Charity toss is on the way for him. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Taylor. He's got 2 points, and the defender lead is 90-57, pending the second free throw. Second free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Lancers. O'Malley with the basketball. O'Malley gives it up. Barcher. Barcher with it out front. Barcher is going to drive in against Danny Voss, and a hand check called on the defenders. And free throws coming here for Barcher. Barcher with 2 free throws, averaging 3 points per game. First free throw is up and good. He's got another one coming. 5:37 left to go in regulation. Double bonus time. This could take a while yet. Second free throw in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's cleared by Mount Marty. Seitzinger. Seitzinger gives it up. Into the right corner. Nothing there. Shot is up. Blocked by Tolsma. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Nibbling. Dominic Nibbling into the front court. Nibbling passes over to Tolsma. Tolsma gives it up to Voss. Voss drives in and he's fouled on the play. And Taylor Millay will get called for the personal foul. And Danny Voss will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. The sophomore from Ripon to shoot a pair. Well, Midland defeated Doan earlier tonight, 72-55. That men's game has gone final. First free throw by Voss is up and through. Danny Voss with another one on the way. He's got 2 points. He's got another free throw coming. Over in Sioux City, Morningside has come back from a 9-point halftime deficit. They lead Northwestern 77-72 with 1:51 left to go in the game. Danny Voss with the basketball. Voss with it, dumps it over to Talsman. Talsman into the corner, Nibbling. Nibbling back over to Talsman. Talsman to Voss. Voss gives it up, Kalk. Kalk feeds it down low, Bruersma. Bruersma with his back to the basket. Turns, hook shot in the lane, off the heel, no good. Everything but the finish, and the Dort College defender lead is 91-58. 91-58, our score. Lancer basketball. O'Malley, long three, misses, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by the defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Talsma looking, bad spot, gets it away to Voss. Danny Voss right in front of me, drives in. Voss wraps it around to Bruersma. Bruersma off of the glass, good. Bruersma with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 93-58. 93-58, our score. Right side pass, O'Malley. O'Malley, Seitzinger. Seitzinger travels with it as he receives the basketball. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Zimmerman is in the ballgame. That's Cody Zimmerman. And a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Every day, you can help good things happen. Claudia, a local health worker in Nicaragua, helps save 6 children from pneumonia. Rosina in Bangladesh helps save 10 children from diarrhea. Aster in Ethiopia helps save 20 from malaria. And Salif in Mali helps save 30 from the effects of malnutrition. Help one, save many. Visit goodgoes.org to find all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
You can always come up with an excuse for not visiting longtermcare.gov.
Oh, I forgot. Game night.
After all, who wants to admit that one day they will be, you know, old?
Hey, do you see any crow's feet on this face? I don't.
But since 70% of older Americans need some kind of long-term care, why not do some free planning now so you can stay in charge? Visit longtermcare.gov and find your own path forward.
Dort College with the basketball after the timeout. Pass over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman with the basketball. Gives it up into the corner, Nibbling. Nibbling, his shot is short, no good. Rebound controlled by the Mount Marty Lancers. 93-58, Dort College in front. Driving in, Seitzinger. Seitzinger's shot is blocked by Bruersma. Here comes Dort College. Long pass to Bruersma. Bruersma is undercut as he goes up for the dunk and gets called for the foul to Alex Irvine, and Irvine caught in a wrong, bad place. Bruersma picks himself up off of the floor. Looked like his backside hit first. And Irvine just caught in a bad spot, and Bruersma was going to go up and try to dunk it and got his legs swept out from under him. And Bruersma will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Nice, very good to see Brandon bounce right back up off of the floor. He'll shoot a pair. Let's see if he's how he's really feeling after that. First one is up and good. I would imagine the adrenaline is pulsating right now, so he's got to slow down and shoot another one. 94-58, Dort College in front. A second free throw is up and good. So Bruersma makes both free throws. He's got 4. And the defenders lead 95-58. 3:30 left to play. Right side pass with it is O'Malley. O'Malley gives it up to Stransky. Anthony Stransky started against Midland. He's seeing his first time here tonight, though, I think. Stransky around the horn they go. This is Grant Fleesack. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point bucket by Stransky. Dort College leads 95-61. Danny Voss with the basketball, 3 minutes remaining. Left side pass, Talsma. Tolsma back over to Nibelink. Nibelink, Voss. Voss, Zimmerman. Zimmerman, deep right corner. Zimmerman back over to Tolsma. Tolsma drives in. Kick out, Zimmerman. Zimmerman, three. Good. Cody Zimmerman with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 98-61. So Zimmerman with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 98-61. Out front with the basketball is Stransky. Stransky gives it up to Barcher. And a foul before the shot. And the foul called on Brandon Brewersma is his third. Well, over in Sioux City, it's 79-78. Morningside leads Northwestern with 22 seconds remaining. Voss will check out of the ballgame. Trevor Kalk is in. You've got Tolsma, Zimmerman, Kalk, Nibelink, and Brewersma on the floor. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. For those of you wondering about Taylor Feenstra, Taylor shaken up against Doan last Saturday. He did not suit up for tonight's contest. Tolsma, Zimmerman. Zimmerman, another three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Brewersma. Brewersma gets his own rebound back. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Brandon will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. ...98-62 our score. Dort College in front. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Brewersma shooting for the century mark here. Dort College leading 99-62 pending the free throw. Second free throw by Brewersma is up and good. Dort College 100-62. Dort College in front. 2:07 and counting. Pass comes out front to Hurley. Hurley with the basketball to Barcher. Barcher will drive in. And another foul called against the defenders. Dominic Nibelink whistled for the personal. So Dom picks up his first. Another free throw coming. Barcher with two free throws. He's one for two tonight. Another free throw on the way for Barcher. 100-63 with another free throw coming. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Brewersma. 158 and counting. Dort College with the basketball. Zimmerman goes to Tolsma. Tolsma with it left wing. And we've got a foul called against Mount Marty. And free throws on the way for Brewersma. First free throw on the way for Brewersma is up and good. So Brewersma this evening, 7 points, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, and 6 for 6. 102-63 our score. Dort College in front. Lancer basketball, right side, O'Malley. O'Malley with it on the wing. O'Malley gets it away, left side. Lancers trailing and driving in. Try to kick it out, and it's taken away by the defenders. Kalk grabbed it off the deflection. Tolsma to Kalk. Kalk tries to feed it back over to Tolsma. And coming back the other way is O'Malley. O'Malley has the shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Nibelink. Nibelink with the basketball. Nibelink driving in. Tries to dump it off to Tolsma. And a foul on the play. Called against the Lancers. No. It's Dort College with the basketball out of bounds. Dort College throwing it in. Nibelink. Nibelink out near midcourt. Gets it into Kalk. Kalk to Tolsma. Tolsma with the left hand. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Lancers up and running with it. Bringing it into the front court is Stransky. Stransky on the right wing. Gives it to Fleecek. Fleecek with the basketball. Fleecek on the left side. His 15-footer is no good. Rebound taken away by Tolsma. Tolsma with the basketball near midcourt. And Talsma loses it in the lane. Coming back the other way. Floater. No good. Rebound taken away by Zimmerman. Barcher unable to convert. York College. Nibbling. Nibbling on the right wing. Nibbling gives it up. Left side over to Kalk. Kalk with the basketball to Talsma. Talsma to Nibbling. Nibbling with the basketball. Nibbling drops it off for Brewersma. Brewersma shot no good. Rebound taken away by Zimmerman. Zimmerman hands it to Kalk, and that's how it's going to end. York College will run out the clock. 14 seconds left. Now 10. York College will win 102-63. York College will earn their first win of the conference season. A 102-63 win over the Mount Marty Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over Mount Marty, 102-63. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap coming up right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Over in Sioux City, we were keeping an eye on Northwestern and Morningside, and Morningside wins that one in dramatic fashion at the end as they get a score late. I believe it was Kyle Nickel who ends up with a three-point play. They inbounded from half court with a little under 2 seconds remaining, and the Dort College Morningside gets the win over Northwestern. Here back to our game, Dort College a 102-63 winner over the Mount Marty Lancers. Dort College quickly 33 of 58 from the floor, 10 for 20 on threes, 26 of 39 from the free throw line. Mount Marty 21 of 52, 10 for 22 from the three-point line, and 11 of 23 on free throws. Dort College had a 40 to 32 rebounding advantage. Mount Marty 25 turnovers, Dort College with 13. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dama, and he's got a team gathering after this, so we'll let him get on his way. Coach, your team... From the start in this one, I thought the effort was stronger than you probably had on Saturday, and it seemed like that was a point of emphasis for your coaching staff, that you really wanted your team to get out to simply play hard and push the tempo tonight.
Yeah, Mike, we definitely played a lot harder, and you're right, that was obviously a point of emphasis. And we felt last week, Thursday and Friday, we really practiced hard and didn't give a very good effort at Doan. Hopefully that was a learning point, but tonight I thought our guys really came out, were focused, and played hard from start to finish. Obviously things that we have to continue to do better, but when the effort is there, we can build on some things that we can correct. But I do like the effort. I thought that was really good.
You got up big at halftime. You go on to win it. There were some things in the second half I would imagine you want to go back and correct, and you'd like to say your team's going to go 0-0 at halftime. You're going to play well, but in the second half you probably saw some things that you'd like to work on.
Yeah, obviously, defensively we still give up baseline too much. I thought there were a couple situations where free throw box outs, two in a row, we gave things up there. But I did believe overall that the effort was decent. Which is really good, and I thought the guys really rallied around each other. You know, we're a young team that's continuing to grow, and there's going to be a couple steps forward, a step back every now and then. But I thought tonight we definitely moved forward, and that was really good to see.
Talk about the play in the first half. I thought your team was pretty unselfish, and you got out, and for the most part, other than number five getting free for some long threes, did a pretty good job on the leading scorer for Mount Marty. Bud Smith came in averaging right at 20 points per game, held him to 3 points in the first half and 8 points for the ball game.
Yeah, did a good job on Smith. He's had a really good start to the year, and I thought Patrick Nabla and Alex Terpstra really did a good job of buckling down and trying to make things difficult for them. I thought our post defense was pretty good. I thought David didn't hurt her. Gave us a spark. I thought Leighton Sampson played hard consistently tonight in the low post as well. And that's really where our defense begins, and David and Leighton did a good job. Brandon Borisma filled in very well tonight. Taylor Feenstra suffered a concussion at Doan on Saturday. Was not available this evening, and it was good just to see some new bodies. I thought Danny Voss coming in off the bench helped us extend our rotation a little bit tonight. We simply needed to do that because Friday and Saturday, along with a long trip to Denver, is going to take its toll if we're not careful. So I thought those two guys helped extend our rotation and put us in some good positions here tonight.
You've got a team gathering after this. Fill us in a little bit. What happens with that team gathering tonight after the ball game?
Thanks for mentioning that. We have some folks who contribute to the Defender Gold Club men's basketball program, and we want to honor and thank them for their contributions. And just have a little pizza dinner here, and some of the guys are going to talk and express their appreciation as well. So it's a fun night. We have about 55 people who are joining us for that, and just mingle and have a good time here as we head into the Thanksgiving break.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders. Winners tonight, we told you about the shooting totals and the rebounding totals for the teams. Here's how the scoring broke down. Leighton Sampson, 15 points. Tyler Walterstorff, 15. Alex Terpstra, 15. Brian Sumner with 12. So there are your four players in double figures. Andrew O'Donnell ends with 9. 4 for Nathan Rendell. 6 for David Denherter. 4 for Patrick Knoblaugh. 2 for Danny Voss. 7 for Eric Talsma. 2 for Trevor Kauk. 8 for Brandon Brewersman. 3 for Cody Zimmerman. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 18 for Jackson Seitzinger, 12 for Jake Anderson, 8 for Seamus O'Malley, 8 for Bud Smith, 2 for Blake Barsher, 2 for Lorenzo Davis, 3 for KJ DeCristino, 2 for Jalen Hurley, 2 for Cody Willett, 3 for Anthony Stransky, and 1 for Grant Fleasek. Dort College was led in rebounding by Nathan Rendell's 8 rebounds. He also had 5 assists. 5 rebounds for Patrick Knoblaugh, 7 for Brandon Brewersma tonight. He also had a couple of block shots. Mount Marty was led in rebounding by Blake Barcher with 7 and 5 for Jackson Seitzinger. Mount Marty is now 1-8, 0-4 in the conference, Dort College 6-3, and 1-2. Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard looks like this. First of all, in women's play, Mount Marty over Dort, 65-64. Concordia, 68. Hastings, 65. Briarcliff, 63. Dakota Wesleyan, 47. Doan, 75. Midland, 74. Morningside over Northwestern, 95-62. Non-conference play, Nebraska Wesleyan over Central, 52-49. In men's play, Dort over Mount Marty, 102-63. Concordia over Hastings, 77-74. Dakota Wesleyan, 84. Briarcliff, 76. Midland, 72. Doan, 55. Morningside over Northwestern, 84-82. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Next broadcast, Friday evening from Denver, Colorado. Dort College taking on Bethany out of Kansas at a classic hosted by Colorado Christian. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.